Okay, today's daf is daf hey, and we've been discussing Tom Miklash Bekadashav. Let's not lose track. We know that the and last shiur we're talking about three different korbanot. Okay, we talked about the seir bifnim, the one whose blood is offered inside, and that's to toler, that's to, if you like, suspend any punishment from an individual who is knew he was tamer, forgot when to face a mikdash, and has not yet learned of the violation. Okay. Put aside from the fact the regular korban or levi or red of someone who had yediyah betchila veyediyah basof and helem ben time, the new beginning and forgotten the between when you were, say, enter the base of Mishnah Kodesh. Okay, so that was seir bifnim. Then we learned about the seir bachutz. The seir bachutz is the korban musaf. Make it clear, that's a korban, one of the korban musafin on Yom Kippur, and that one is brought for someone who had yediyah. Get us right here, yediyah at the end, but not in the beginning. Okay, he wasn't aware, and at the end, not the beginning. That's mechaper for that. Fine. And finally, what we were discussing, and this was to try and learn why is it that we say that that's mechaper, the one outside is a mechaper, and the one inside is just toler. We're trying to learn from how does that actually work. And we also mentioned also the siyar mishtaleach last time as well in Yom Kippur, the siyar that's sent out after the goral. What's lashem? What's lazazel? And that's the one that's sent out. Okay, I just want to clarify that because I'm not sure if it was so crystal clear last so clear last time. Fine. Now, but the question was, if the one, the seir, we were medayek that the seir that's lazazel is not mechaper, it's only toler. We ended up by saying, well, why? So velama baula kind of not mechaper, and the answer was it was letliya, to suspend any punishment. So in other words, someone's chayv a chatat, and he didn't bring the chatat. Well, it's not gonna alleviate his obligation. He has to bring the chatat, but it's tole, it's liable to protect him until he does so. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, well, v'yitle ochlish katzim ramasim b'mashma. So here it's saying as follows, v'yitle, my doch gana kamashi yitle. You should probably read it, v'yitle, according to the Korban Eda. Why are you forced to the position say it should be tole? Why do you simply say that, yeah, it doesn't alleviate a korban because it's mechaper for something that doesn't need a korban, which is shkalt she'ein b'hem korban kugon ashkatzim v'ramasim. Someone who ate a sheretz, for example, you don't chayv a korban for that. If you do deliberately, you chayv malchus, and if not, you just do tshuva for doing a lot of. So sharei gam hem b'mashma also al chatatam. That's also a chet. That's also a case of shkaga. That's also a violation. So why are you forcing position that it's by the Kusher Mishnah, that's being told out of the Korban? Why can't say Mechaper for those things? So, Rebbe, again, by the way, all the Gemara we're doing today, a lot of the points along the way debate in terms of how to understand it, but I think the consistency we're going with the Korban in as always. Well, while we have it. So, Reb Shmuel B'Shem Reb Zira says, Chatatam, Chatatam. Gzer Sheva Chatatam, Ma Chatatam Shene Mar Lahalam. That's Chatatam, the Chatat Pnimi. That's Yesh Bim Chiyuv Korban. That's related to something that will ultimately have a Chiyuv Korban associated with it. That's a korban olivera, and once he learns about his mistake, because again, the seir bifnim is for someone who knew he was tameh, forgot, entered the Beis Hamikdash, hadn't yet learned of his problem yet. It was toler for him, right? Until he learns. Once he learns about it, then he brings a korban olivera red. So just as that is for something will be chayav a korban af chatatam, so to the chatatam we're talking about the seir mishtaleach shnei mark also something that's got a chiyuv chatat. Okay, then it says yetzu zedonot. What's yetzu zedonot? So here again, the Korban Eda, I think it's referring to the pasuk Zibanasa Siir Alav et Kol Avonotam. There it's only talking about Avon, which is deliberate violations. She'em b'hem chiyuv korban, and that's related to something that's the chiyuv korban. Meaning, I'll show you the Korban Eda. Lekach tafas hazdonot v'niyashkagot. Why did it end up only talking about in that stage, in that next pasuk specifically, zadon shkagah? Lomar dechatat dumi dezadon. It's to connect. It's saying this term zadon is encompassing all the. Even the shkagot, if you like, she'ein ba liftor mechiyuv korban. Just as the chata, so to teach you that it doesn't patur you from really obligation to bring a korban. So again, someone is chayv a chatat, goes through Yom Kippur, the seir mishtaleach is offered, he would still have to bring the chatat after. We only learned about, by the way, common rule, we already might be leaving. Right? Now that says, well, shiur seira nasa bifnim. Now we're left with the seira bifnim. And that's where Yom Kippur is toleh. What are we left out with? Right, mashiyarta. That's ain b'idea b'tchila, av yesh b'idea b'sof. So here, al mahu, he says mahu ba Al chatat tuma mikdash v'kadashat tole abalem mechaper di alif chatat. So what's the shiur? Ma nishar lano shichaper have omer ala meizid dumya de'ena de chitzon, just like the chitzon shechamper alva she'en beim korban kagon ein ba v'yesh ba. In other words, in that situation where ein ba v'yesh ba, just as outside we said the outside one was yediyah, sorry, it had ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah basof, so to the one bifnim is yesh ba betchila ve'ein ba basof. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, the way it is shiarte. That's how the working with the shiur manishalam nechaper. That's how it's working, even though the words seem to Gemara seem to say kind of the opposite. Okay, bezeder. Let's continue. Now the next Mishnah says al she'ein ba yediyah lo betchila v'lo basof. If someone didn't know about it at all, he didn't know he was tameh. Went to the Beis Hamikdash, never learned he was tameh. V'lo basof si'ir regalim v'si'ir rosh chodashim mechaper. The other korbanat musaf that are also mechaper, and that is a korban musaf that's brought on the regalim and also on Rosh Chodesh. That's opinion Rabbi Yehuda. Now I'm going to share a sheet here, which is from the Mishnayomet sheets that I used to the shiurim I put together, and this is trying to understand all the different shiurim. If you have a look here, just understand the chart. It's the yediyah b'tchilah b'sof. I'll just explain the charts because it might take a minute to understand that, so I drew it out there. If he has yediyah in the beginning, the end, and also all these kind of time, you got your korban all over your head. Everyone agrees with that. There's no question. That's why it's grayed out. If it's yediyah betchila but not yediyah besof, we know that sir that's naaseh bifnim. Clearly, we know that's what the story is with that. If it's yediyah betchila, sorry, it didn't have yediyah betchila but only yediyah besof, then once again, it's quite clear. Everyone agreed that's a sir naaseh bechutz. The korban musaf yom kippur is mechaper. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying now is if he doesn't have any idea whatsoever, never knew about it, this aveira was done without his foreknowledge because he didn't know it. He lived his whole life not knowing he did it. Then that one we say that Seir Regalim and Seir Rosh Chodesh, these are korban musaf for the yontovs, as in Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, and the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for that. That's the chart here. Rabbi Shimon says Seir Regalim mechaprim, aval lo Seir Rosh Chodeshim. He says, okay, Seir Regalim is for that. However, the Seir Rosh Chodesh serves a different aveira, which is tahor, someone who's tahor that ate from tameh. Now this is different. We've been talking about someone who's tameh that ate from a korban. Now he's talking about different. It's important to understand the difference because that's not the chi of karet. If someone's tahor and eats from a korban, that's tameh. So that in the situation, even though there's no chi of karet associated with it, he says this korban, the korban of Rosh Chodesh, is mechaper. Okay, Rabbi Meir says next one. He says no. Kol sirim kapratan shaveh al tuma mikdash v'kadoshav. Meaning basically that's what got ticks in all these boxes. That whether it's yediyah, but sorry, only yediyah basof, no yediyah whatsoever, torshah halat, tameh. Well, that's what all the musafim really cover: musafim of Kippur, of the regalim, and Rosh Chodesh. That's why you got ticks all over the place here. Let's continue. Well, that's we know that's Rabbi Shimon over here. Okay. That's that tick over here. He didn't have idea in the beginning and the end. Again, he didn't have idea in the beginning, didn't know it was Tameh when at the base of Migdash. Never, sorry, he never knew he was Tameh and at the base of Migdash. Not that he forgot, he never knew. And then he learned the violation after. That's what the Se'ira Naaseh Bechutz covers. So each, again, in this chart, each have its own function, role, responsibility role. Amrullah, they said to him, if it's true that really they each have their own responsibility. Now, this is by the Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says they all have the shared, all korbanot musaf are brought for the same averas. Okay, it ticks all over the place. He says, if that's the case, if you say they all serve different purposes, or different, like averot, he says, oh, my hen yishikruvo, let's say you didn't offer the korban, you set it aside for Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't offer it. Can you offer it on, and let's say it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Can you offer that korban now on Shavuot? Or Shavuot? And you didn't offer that korban, you used a different one in the end, you set it aside for the korban musaf for Shavuot, can you offer it on Rosh Chodesh? Etc. Gemara says, Amar Lem, yeah, yikruvu, you can. Ah, got you, he said. Amru lo, il v'in kaparat krivim. If you say that it served the same kapara, how is this korban transferable to the different different days? Meaning, a korban, if the korban is serving mechaper for exactly the same aveira, fine. Then I can understand why you didn't bring Rosh Chodesh. You can bring on Yontif. You can bring Yontif, bring Rosh Chodesh. But if they're mechaper for a different aveirot, Then how can they, if it's, how can the korban left from one, will set aside for the yom to be offered on Rosh Chodesh? So Amar Lahem, he said, that's not a problem. Kulam be'im lechaper oto mikdash bekadashav. He says the reason why is because they are all in one family. Tumat mikdash bekadashav. Even though the specific sub aveira is different, it's enough for him to say it can be offered. You can offer, if it's a korban says for Rosh Chodesh, you can offer it on Shavuot. If it's a set of Shavuot, you can offer it on Rosh Chodesh, etc. That is his position. As long as it's in the same, if you like, family, tumat mikdash v'gadashav, even though the kapradim is chalukot, even the actual specifics are different, that's not a problem. That's machloket between Rabbi Shimon.
We're saying that we need kavana for the particular kapara.
Well, not when we're saying if the korban was set aside. In other words, it was set aside for the person being offered on the Yom Tov, for example. Talk about the designation of the korban, not how it's offered.
It was designated, but the korban is when it becomes a korban.
Yeah, but I'll give you an example. You set you set aside a korban chatap for an individual, and that person passes away. It's a chatap and hashabal left. It's going to be left to die because it was set aside for that purpose. And nothing you can do with a chatap. You can't redeem it. Nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's set aside for a particular purpose, going to Rabbi Meir, well, it's was set aside. You don't need it anymore. Well, either way, if it's Rosh Chodesh, wait maybe for the next Rosh Chodesh, perhaps, or maybe Yirai Shistayev, but I can't bring it on a completely different. I'll give an example. Let's say a korban was set aside for, I don't know, a neder, and someone brings it, and the question is, can a nazir bring it as part of it? No, it's like different purposes, you know? Like, that's what
can't
we're talking
be repurposed. Nothing can be repurposed. But here we're saying
it's almost like it has that.
It can be.
Sorry, what?
So what's the so when is it that a korban can be repurposed?
Well, that's the point. Rabbi Meir says the reason why it can be, if he didn't bring one day for the other, because it's purpose, it's serving exactly the same purpose. It's coming to mechaper. Granted, it's not for, it's being mechaper for all these tumat mitash v'kadashah according to Rabbi Meir. For someone who is Tal Shachal Tatame, someone who didn't know his Tamer and the base Midrash and then found out after, or he didn't find out after. In other words, that's all. Since the seer of Regalin serves exactly the same kapara, achieves exactly the same kapara for the same people, exactly the same people, that's why they can be bought if it's not often one and often the other. Mm-hmm. And his kashan Rabbi Yehuda is the people you're going to mechapi for one day is different to the other day.
Yeah.
But it's a different. So, but therefore, the counter of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon is no, it's still under the same banner, if you like, under the same family, and that's enough. The same family for Mitzvah of Kadashah. Okay. That's a Mishnah. Let's learn the Gemara now. Vashem vayedia vayarimir amir, etc. The whole Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar says b'shem Rebbe Yoshaya. Taimed Rebbe Yehuda. The position now. Rebbe Yehuda's position, if you remember, was Sira Galim Sira Rosh Chodeshim is brought for someone who didn't have yedia lo b'tichel v'sof. So v'sirat izim echad lechatat laHashem. So Rosh Chodesh. This is a korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It says now his opinion was this Sira Rosh Chodesh. Look at the chart. Is also for someone who had no yedia at the beginning, no yedia at the end. Doesn't know he was Tameh, never learnt about it, and entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate some Kodesh. So when it describes the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Sira zim echad lechatat laHashem. Now, why does it say laHashem? Chet she'ein yadua bo el laHashem. A chet that only Hashem knows about. That's what the Sira zim echaper. So that's someone who never, like, he never, like, no one in the world knew about this guy. That's exactly the point. No yidiyah, lo b'chelo b'sof. And that's what is mechaper for. That's why I understand Sira Rosh Chodesh also is mechaper for that situation. So Gemara says, okay, Sira Regalim inayim, you've explained how Rosh Chodesh works. What about, also you said, Sira Regalim, the Korban Musaf of the Sira and the Korban Musaf of the Regalim. It's also mechaper. So Amrav Zira, the Sira, Vav Musif Alim Rishon, the Vav, because it says V'Sair, or Usair, I think it is, the Vav, yeah, it's Usseir, is coming to Mosif Alem Rishon, meaning earlier on in the parasha, it discussed Rosh Chodesh, so therefore it's Regalim, I should say. So therefore it's coming to include them together. Meaning it says, so it's actually not the beginning, but it's mentioned, Sira Rosh Chodesh is mentioned with the Moadot, and it's connecting them together. Yeah, fair. Let's put it that way. Now, you've got a bit of a girsa change. Now the next case is Machamit Meimar. Insert these words: Machamit Meimar betaosha aletatameh, or Neimar betameh shachalatatahor. So this is now asking Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Seir Rosh Chodesh is coming to chaper someone who's tahor that ate who ate Kodesh that was Tameh. So here we say, Rav Zira says, B'shem Rav Yochanan. So now back to the Gemara. It says, V'otah natan lachem naseta davon eda. Now it's that one that I'm giving to you to mechaper for the davon eda. So let's have a look. This is referring to on the day of the Hakamat Mishkan. And this is, and it says, I'll just show you the Korban. That was Rosh Chodesh. Because there were shalosha se'irim karvu bayom shul kametishvan. The three se'irim are offered. That was the yom shmini lamiluit. Yeah, the se'ir Rosh Chodesh, because it was Rosh Chodesh. Bechal lechodesh shul kametishvan. The seir Nachshon, because if you remember on the during the Chanukah Mizbeach, all the Nisiyim brought, if you like, these korbanot, and there was also seir as part of the korbanot. Each day was a different nasi. Ubechol haNisiyim Omer seir izim lechad achatat. Ubeshmini ktiv el bnei Yisrael to the belom of chul seir izim lechatat. Okay, v'shashnayim achlu v'shel Rosh Chodesh nisraf. Two were eaten, and the Rosh Chodesh one was burnt. And that was the whole question in terms of why didn't you eat it? Why did you burn it? And that's all discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of because they were effectively onanim on the fact that the sons of Aaron was died. And that's a different parasha if you want to learn another time. However, the Gemara, Sman and Kaimi, what it means is, and this one I'm giving you to bear the sin of the Eidah. So which Korban is it talking about? If it's talking about Seir Nachshon, well, Nebisir Nachshon al Shifto Mechaper. That's Mechaper on his own shepherd. So how can you say Avon Ha'ida for the sound like Am Israel? Im Besir changed the Girsa here to Miluim, part of the Miluim that they brought as this service in the Mishkan. Well, Enkot Sebel Adarot. That was, in other words, Besir Shni. In other words, Klom Besir Shni Krav by Yom Shmini. That's the ear that we just made reference to in the previous Korban Eidah that they brought on the eighth day. That was a one-off Korban. And therefore, Ma Shiv Aaron LeMoshe in Shilri in the Korban, Im Shamata Bekodshe Shah Shinechlo Banunot, Mi Shamata Bekodshe Dorot. In other words, Ha Gamze Shinisraf Haya Kodshe Shah. Which seems to be this is part of the debate between Moshe and asking Aaron, why did you burn this Korban? And if it's a din of something that was lesha'ah, then it didn't make sense in the context of the conversation. So it has to be something that's l'dorot. Okay? Now the Gemara now says, Ela kinaim, it must be Tomei Seir Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so we've established that it's Seir Rosh Chodesh. That's what was discussed in that parasha. V'otan lachem etzed avon edah. Now it's laset et avon edah. It's bearing some sort of sin of the edah. So maichadun, what's the proof? Ne'mar kan nisiyat avon. V'ne'mar ahala nisiyat avon. V'nasa aron et avon hakadashim. Now that's talking about the tzitz is meratz, is mechaper as well. What avon is that? Malahana avona kravim, just as the tzitz is mechaper, if you like, for the avona kravim, meaning that which is offered in the mizbeach. It's not mechaper to mataguf, rather on dam, or chelev, or basar, shalola, shekarab, that was offered betumah. It's mechaper for that. And specifically talking about the objects that are being offered, velo avona makravim, not people offering it, Afkan, so too, the Rosh Chodesh, which we're connecting it to, is Avona craving, meaning that the Basar itself is Tamer, v'lo Avona Makrivim, not the person who is offering. Okay, Lefum Ken, therefore, give us a change again. Chamit Meima, Batahor Shachala Tamer, v'lo, give us a change, v'lo Batamer Shachala Chator. That's how you can be quite certain that that's how the Rebbe Shimon is learning, that the Korban Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for someone who is Tahor and ate a korban that was tamer. Okay, Amri Yosi Barbun, Rabbi Yehuda chalak shita Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon chalak the shita Rabbi Yehuda, and that's basically we've already outlined with the charts, as you can see, they're all wholly different shitot. Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochan. Now you've got more de Rabbi Yochanan, but here although a lot of gusa change the korban is doing here, he says. Amar Rav Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir agrees. B'seir hanasa bifnim she'enu machaper latole. So here we've just said, let's go in the Shita Rabbi Meir in the chart once again, that we've lumped all the korbanot musaf together, saying all achieve the same kapara for multiple different violations. However, he agrees with everybody else that still seir hanasa bifnim, the seir whose blood is offered in the kodesh kodashim. That one stands out on its own. It's only mechaper. Sorry, it's not mechaper. It's tole, as we said. Someone had yidi b'tchila, lo b'sof. So it says, Va'atya Karabiona b'shem Rab Zeira. It says, Vasau Chatat. And it says, Kav'u this Asau Chatat. She's Daveg lo Chavero. That's the Girsa change once again. She's Daveg Chavero. So what's the meaning here? Korbanetta says, Keno b'yoma, v'achi b'rshok, tivi krivaro neta se'ir asher ala ala v'goral, l'ashen v'asau chatat. This is referring to the goral that was done between the two Syrian ones, and Azazel, and one was l'ashen, meaning it was offered in the Kodesh, the blood was offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The kasha, why does it say v'asau chatat? To simply say, a goral, that which is l'ashen, becomes a chatat. What's v'asahu lamani? What's asahu? That's da'akti batre tzitzav v'shchatet se'ir. He shechted the seer, because after it said after shechted the seer anyway. Ela hachikama. Af al pi, in other words, you don't need asau if it says it's going to be shechted in the next pasuk. Ela hachikama, af al pi shnidchak tzat mikviuto. Despite the fact it might be, its kviu might be jolted. Meaning, how would its kviu be jolted? If the ben zugo was died. What happens if the ben zug in the goral, after goral is done, dies? Kishiagril shenit, when you do. The you do a hagrela again to find who's going to partner back with the first one. Then the asau chatat, it becomes once again a chatat. So in other words, its situation can be compromised if its partner dies. But asau chatat means it can go chozel lekdushato lekviuto if you like, but not kedushin but kviuto, that becomes a, if you like la Hashem once into another garal to find a partner one. What's that got to do with what we're talking about? So it says hachinami. Dashin afal b'shei kriva sirpini, despite the fact that the panimi has been offered, hachet metzliya ve'omed, the sin is still suspended. That's the idea of being tole. It's still suspended, omed, va'asau chatak kishit vadal lo bevirur, and suspended until when? Until he learns of the fact that he entered at the base of Mikdash in the Tzeret of Tuma. That's what we're trying to prove. V'im mechaper nami al acharin, dainu a'ein ba ve'yesh ba, ve'ein ba ve'ein ba, so what it's saying here is as follows. The asau comes to vesau chatat. Not only do we learn that concept that it can be like there's a kind of suspension until it finds a, in terms of its own din, if one of its partner dies, until you find a replacement, and then it's chozelik v'yotor. So too, you find the nature of the korban is one of suspension. That's what it's like he's saying. There's one of suspension such that the yedia betchila and lo basof. So it's like, therefore the... it's talui, protects him if you like, or if again we said that also if you like he dies before finding out he'd be mechaper, but it suspends it if you like until he learns. Now that only makes sense if you say suspension for this case, because all the other ones, if you want to say it's mechaper for all these other ones, well that's not their mechaper, not tole. Case of someone who had no idea at all, Avenue, or someone who had no idea in the beginning had the idea at the end, or tashchal at the tamer. Rabbi Meir said that all those things are mechaper, whereas, as we said here, this is a case of tliya. That's why it is set aside from them and serves a different purpose altogether. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, here we've got another girsa change. Sorry, it says it says Umodi Rabbi Shimon besir sheim lo kav beregel yikrav barosh chodesh v'im lo kav. I'm reading for the korban here. This whole section here changes. V'im lo kav barosh chodesh yikrav biyom kippurim v'im lo kav biyikurim yikrav beregel. Back to the Gemara. So what this means is as follows. We said according to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, it's got its own, each has got its own, if you like, purpose. But if you didn't offer in one, it can be offered in the other. Because we said it sort of lives under the same family. Fine. If you didn't offer it on Rosh Chodesh Elul, you can offer on Yom Kippur. Or even Rosh Hashanah, the Korban Musaf, I think it was also put aside, can't remember. So you didn't offer Yom Kippur, you can offer on Sukkot, from a Sukkot, you can offer Rosh Chodesh, again, it can continue like that. Okay? Now, it says, the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Velo kfar kiper. The Kash is as follows. It says, Alachati'im, he says, Shayu ada regel rishon. You're saying you didn't bring on the first regel, you bring on the second regel. But you set it aside for the first regel. And obviously another korban was brought in its stead. But you set it aside for the aveirot that were committed up until that regel. Nachon? And now, since another korban was brought in its stead, all those aveirot are in mechaper for. So how can you bring it on a different regel? In other words, I'll read it again in korban eda. Achavim shu ada regel rishon besir acher. Ve'ein asir shehufrash me'az alachatim she'avru yikrav alachatim she'nasu mishav ve'elech. Ve'ech, not ech, ve'ech, not ein, ve'ech, ve'ech ha'se'ir shuv frash me'az. How can it was separated for averot that have been. How are you going to now say, and all those averot have been taken care of, and how are you going to say, okay, I'll bring on the next regel? Well, how can that now be mechaper for averot it was never set aside for, and all the averot it was set aside has already been taken care of? That's basically the kasha. Gemara says it's not really a problem. Why? Because Amar Rav Mana mekevan dektiv b'chag ha'matzot b'chag ha'shavuot b'chag ha'sukkot k'mishu kula mechaperim kapara echad, which explained in the follows inside. He says mekevan dektiv. By the way, v'lok v'kiper and take it away. Yeah, fine. I took that word Yom Kippurim. V'lok v'kiper and take it away Yom Kippurim. So Amar Rav Mana kevan again, back to the Gemara. Sorry, it says. Mekevan dichtiv b'chag ha'matzot b'chag ha'shavuot b'chag ha'sukkot v'parshat chag ha'sukkot yetera. Daha minehu kesalik. We've been talking about Sukkot. Why'd I have to say b'chag ha'sukkot again? That previous pasuk was just talking about Sukkot. Ela kishan shekemi shekulam michaprim kapara echad v'krim zeh bazeh. Therefore, it's as if they're all coming to achieve the same kapara, meaning it's not like this one's coming to Mechaper for Aveira, so up until Shavuos. This one's been coming to Mechaper, one's up from Shavuos until Sukkos. This one is Sukkos to Pesach. It's not like that. Because it says Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Sukkot, it's two rules all together that the Korbanot are being Mechaper for all the Aveiras throughout the year. Let's pull it that way. And therefore, if it's one, isn't offered on one, because another one took its place, it can be offered on the next one, it's not a problem. Amar Rabun, Mekemen Shukulam Mechaprim, Ato Miktash Vezachrav, Kemi Shukulam Mechaprim Kapar Echad. In other words, you don't need the drash and the pasuk to collect it together, but rather he says once again, this seems to be a quote, if you like, obviously on the Mishnah, since it's all coming to my mikdash v'kadashav, therefore it's transferable in that way. Okay, this is it. Okay, cool. Have a good Shabbos.